It's bothered you for weeks.
It's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Curd on Star 102.5.
All right, we are back on the phone. We have our listeners, Matt and Victoria. Matt got a hold of us looking for help because he wanted to know what happened with Victoria. And now we're getting her side of things. She last told us that the date was not spectacular. Well, that doesn't mean it was a disaster, necessarily. But, okay, so why don't you tell us what... Matt told us a little bit about what he thinks went wrong, but why don't you tell us what you thought went wrong? What happened?
Well, Matt said he was going to pick me up for the date, and I was waiting at my house. And he was like an hour late. And finally, he calls me and is like pissed that I haven't met him at the restaurant yet. And I had to remind him that he had said he was going to pick me up. And I was waiting for him to pick me up.
Okay. Well, when you told him that, you said, you know what, I thought you were picking me up. What did he say? Did he stay pissed or did he change his tune a little bit? What did he say?
Apologized, and then he said he would come pick me up. But I, at this point, you know, I told him just forget it. But then he refused. He was like, "No, I'm coming over." Okay. And he picked me up. But really, the whole rest of the date was just kind of terrible because he was still sort of angry, and I didn't even want to be there.
He thought the rest of the date went well, though. You didn't. You thought he was still ticked. Okay, so let's bring Matt back on because Matt's been listening in. Matt, so you're right. Victoria was not happy about how the date got started. You not showing up on, you know, to pick her up like you she thought you agreed to.
Yeah, and then she kind of thought you gave her attitude.
Yeah, and you know she's right. And listen, I just want to say, Victoria, I'm sorry. You know, I shouldn't have given you that attitude. It was totally my fault. I messed up the plans from start to finish. If I came across as angry, please know I'm only mad at myself. I was only mad at myself and not you, okay?
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, well,
okay,
well, I mean, now that we've cleared that up a little bit, do you think there's any way you might give me a second chance?
You know,
Please, I'm just asking for one more chance. I'm sorry I was an ass. Please, just give me just one more shot.
I mean, he does sound legitimately sorry for how things went.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
You know
hearing.
What else? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him some props here, too, because normally it's us that does this part of it.
That's right. True.
All right? But he is talking to her. I like that.
Yes.
Not using us as... Okay, now that we've interrupted it. This really nice moment.
Right.
Well, I wanted to do a little play-by-play.
Sure. We want to be included in this.
Matt is asking for a second chance. It's up to you, Victoria, of course. No pressure from us, because, you know, we're just doing a radio show here. It's not our life. But, you know, if you want to go out, as Colleen said, Matt does seem sincerely sorry. Is that good enough, or was it ruined, or is there another reason why you don't want to go out with him again?
You know, it was mostly just the whole, you know, attitude of that first time just really put me off. It just made the whole date so tense. And, I mean, and Matt, you do sound legitimately sorry, and I totally feel that now. You do definitely sound different, and I do wholeheartedly accept your apology.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so is that a yes?
Let me say it's a hard maybe right now.
Well, you know what?
You know what? I'll take it.
Matt says he'll take it.
Way more smoothly the second time around.
Okay. A dialogue has restarted here, okay. And that's
all
nice.
All right.
This is where we check out because we've done our part. Good luck to both of you, Matt. You obviously know how to get a hold of Victoria. She'll answer back this time or she won't. If she doesn't, don't call us. We can't help at this point.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the help so much.
We've done all we can. Good luck to you both. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it. Take care.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?